Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskin, Christian Center Streamer. We are excited to be with you today. The Lord has given us a word about driving out our enemy, us taking the land that's been promised, as he sends his hornets out against our enemy to drive them from the land that belongs to us, to you, to your family, to your nation. Let's let the Lord fight for us.
Right. Press it. Angel armies come and confound the enemy. Rise up, my King and Deliverer. Rise up, oh God of the angel armies, come and confound.
That is our prayer. Lord, rise up against our enemy as we're in this battle right now. Now we have a promise from the Lord. Well, welcome. It's the 30th day of April, 2024. It's Tuesday. We're building on the word that we started yesterday sharing. We actually had it Sunday during our service where the Lord spoke and showed hornets driving out our enemy, which is an unusual insect. But I'm telling you, when it comes in a thousand or so, or hundreds, or however it's sent, it can drive away a troop, an army. Because I don't know, if you've ever been stung, you know what it's like. We all have at one time or another. It's bad. I've been stung many times just working in the yard, doing things, and I'm always bumping up against them. But this is a promise from the Lord. Yesterday, as I was sharing, it reminded me when I first saw this angel, Exodus 23, I was in South Africa. I can't remember how many years ago it was. And he began to speak to me about this passage. And I remembered as I was preparing for today's podcast, as I was getting ready to speak at this conference with Ariel Gate, my friends down there in South Africa, in Johannesburg, I got this angel. I saw him. He began to speak to me about the work he was doing to take possession of what's been promised. And I felt something in my pocket. I didn't know what it was. And I reached in my coat pocket and I felt some cash and in there. And I looked at it and I remember there was $23. I remember there, another thing, it was five straws like you drink with. And I was like, what is this? And the Lord said, I'm giving you grace from Exodus 23. And I released that word. Some of you guys many years ago may have remembered that. And there's no way, I had no clue how that money got in there, but it was there and an odd number on top of that. But anyway, and this is Exodus 23. And I started reading yesterday about how the Lord would send an angel before Israel to guard them, but they had to obey the voice, remembering that their rebellion would not be forgiven, their transgression, in other words, willfully sinning while they're in war. You need to understand that we are in a season of war, and your willful sins in war will cause the Lord to pull back in the battle that you're in. This is a time to fear God fully and to press in obediently to whatever he asks you to do. He has a plan for you. He has a hope for you. He has a call for you. He has things that he's told you he's going to give you. And we're believing for our city. We're believing for our nation in America here. I'm believing for my family. On and on it goes. But the fact is, I have to be in sync or in step with the Lord for the steps right of the righteous man or order of the Lord. And if I get out of step, I cannot expect the Lord to be this warrior. And why would the Lord send and drive out an enemy when I'm part of the problem of why the enemy is holding the land? Okay, I'm just going to leave that alone. You just catch that, right? So we were reading there, if we truly obey his voice, he says, I will be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. That's verse 22. And then the angel will go before you. And when I was sharing this yesterday, I feel it again as I'm recording today. I feel that angel with me. I don't know how to explain this. If you begin to interact with angels, you don't even always have to see them anymore. You know what they feel like. And he is here to partner with us today as we move forward. as we begin to take what God has said. It says, you shall not worship other gods, their gods, whatever land you go into, nor serve them, nor do according to their deeds, but you will utterly overthrow them and break their sacred pillars to pieces. And you know, that was one of the problems with Israel when they would go into lands, is they would adapt to the gods of the land. And that's something that we need to remember. You saw that in Egypt, where Israel obviously went in slavery, but many did not come out. We've shared this before. The Midrash, which is a Jewish commentary, believes that only possibly 20% of the Jews left Egypt. The rest stayed because they had become part of the culture. That wasn't unusual. That's not unusual for humans, not just the Jews, that we adapt to the land. We see that now, that even Jews in America have adapted to the sin of our nation, the pornography, the corruption, on. Look at Hollywood, which is mainly, many times, Jewish writers and Jewish producers. And they're producing some of the most vile stuff because they got into a land, forgot their God, and began to serve the gods of this land. You understand? And then they become perpetrators of it. Not just them. There's others too. I'm just telling you, there's many of them that are there doing that. But anyway, it goes on to say that, but you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from your midst. Now, this is amazing. When this angel goes before us, what she's doing right now, to take territory, to get what's been promised, you also get divine health in the midst of it. I like this. He'll remove sickness from your midst. He'll bless your water and your bread. In other words, the produce of your hand, the things that you drink of, both naturally and spiritually, he will bless. Look, it doesn't matter what curse is on the land. Don't matter what curse is on the water. When you go in obedience, don't serve the gods of the land. Guess what? What would tear somebody else up, which would curse somebody else, is a blessing to you because he blesses it and redeems it. You know, you can, when you pray a blessing over your food, right? I've done that before. I was in Nicaragua one time and we were having breakfast and they served me this juice drink. I didn't pray over it. I took this juice in and I'm telling you what, I felt a demon go down my throat. I had some brothers with me. I felt I was about to pass out. I looked at him. I said, brothers, catch me. I'm about to fall out. I knew this demon had come through this. Somebody in that kitchen had cursed that juice, whatever. Thank God my brothers were there with me. As I was falling, they grabbed me, prayed over me, broke that thing off of me, and it came off. The most bizarre thing. I said, Lord, I will pray, bless this food. I bless everything. That rest of that trip, I didn't do anything without blessing it and asking for grace over it. And then God blessed the bread and the water, and he removed sickness from my midst. Because that's what happens when the Lord, when you serve him and you go before him and you follow his commands. Now, here's what he says. There will be no one miscarrying or barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. No premature death. Things that you're supposed to birth, you're going to birth. You're not going to miscarry things that God put in your spirit. How many of us have miscarried prophetic words, miscarried promises, because we got something that came against us, got into our spiritual belly, and destroyed what God had promised? We all have to raise our hand on that one at some time or another. That's happened to us. But the Lord says, if you'll let my angel go before you, if you'll be obedient to what I tell you to do and don't serve the gods of the land that which you're in, guess what? He'll bless us and we will not miscarry what God's put in us. And I believe we've done that on prophetic words. I know I have. I know our city has. I know our nation has. We miscarried what God gave us. Got selfish, whatever. The voice of healing, which we're going after, the restoring the voice of healing. One thing that we learned was it got miscarried because of jealousy and competition that happened among the healing leaders to the point that the basic healing ministry of the 40s and 50s that was so big began to actually die because of competition. Now, there were still miracles, signs, and wonders, but they were minimal compared to what they were. I've shared this before. Brother Branham, when he went to South Africa in 1951 in Durban, Missiologists have said this. They said no miracle since the time of Christ and since then have equaled what happened in those meetings there. And what happened? The leaders of that nation, the church leaders, the religious leaders, were jealous of what that man was walking in, and they shut the meetings down. Guess what happens? It diminishes. So we have to fight competition. Our Milligan, who is a prophet that ministers for us sometimes, he came in and told us the greatest access door for divination is competition. Because divination is moving in the flesh. And then also the demonic that comes with it, if you keep doing it. And what it is competition. You want to prophesy better. You want to pray better. You want to do things better than other brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's the biggest open door to divination. We have to be really careful of that. Now, let's get back to our word here. And he says, you will fulfill the number of your days. In other words, the days that are written about you, Psalms 139:16, you will fulfill. Paul warns about the sin when you take communion. He says that some of you have fallen asleep or died prematurely. It can happen. There are people that get taken out before their time because of issues of the heart. We don't want to be those people. Amen? Let this angel go before us. And here it goes. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion the people among whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs on you. Now, here's the thing. God's not a God of confusion, right? He says there, I will throw into confusion all the people among whom you come. So he's not a God of confusion, but he can throw confusion on your enemy. And we saw that in the story of Jehoshaphat as well, where the enemy gets confused and turns against itself. We see in Gideon where they get confused and they start running, doing crazy stuff. God can do that. Now, if you're confused in your battle, guess what? You may be under that thing that the Lord's doing, and you got to back up. That means you got too far in front of the battle, because it says here that he will go ahead of you and throw into confusion. So if you're in confusion in the war, you need to back up, get back out, and watch God fight for you. That means you probably got in the battle yourself, and you got involved in what the Lord was doing against the enemy. Okay, that's a good word right there. And we got to do a podcast on that. I think we are. All right. So here it goes. And here's my favorite verse. This is why we're doing this podcast today. Well, I want to make sure I said, make your enemies turn their backs on you. I like that. I'd rather see the back of my enemy than the front of my enemy as he's running away. Amen. It says, I will send hornets ahead of you, and you shall drive, and they will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites before you. I'm not going to make it. I said I was going to finish today. I'm not going to. I want to pause right here, because this is a very important point that I don't want you to miss in this word. He's going to send this hornets ahead of you. And see, here's the thing. That tells you they're going to go ahead of you, and you're not going to fully understand what's happening in the enemy's camps. You're going to begin to see, like, if God's promised you land, if God's promised you a ministry, if God's promised you you're going to travel, if God's promised you you're going to have wealth to build something, God's told you, but whatever. You don't always get to see what the Lord's doing in the camp of the enemy. When it looks like there's no hope sometimes, that confusion is in the camp of the enemy, and next thing you know, they're coughing up what belongs to you. And God begins to move on your behalf. So don't judge your situation right now in this word that we're given today when the Lord sends his hornets out. He may be so far ahead of you in time and in space that you don't see it. You have to believe by faith what we're saying today is that the Lord's going to do this for you. Now, he is fighting for what? His covenant promise for you, for your family, for Israel, for America, for your nation, whatever. Okay. He has covenants that he's made with people of God. He's fighting for those things. He's not fighting for your wishes, your selfish desires, the things that you want to make your life more comfortable without a word from the Lord. Okay, that's not what he's fighting for. He's fighting for what he has promised. And he's promised a hope and a future. He didn't promise us calamity. That's not part of the deal. Part of the deal is that we have a hope and a future. So I want to speak that over you today as we close. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Lord, I thank you for this word. It's building. I thank you for the goodness of this word, that, Lord, you care for us and you're making a way for us where there doesn't seem to be a way. I thank you, Lord, for the war that's coming, that we will not have to use a natural bow and sword, that you're going to go before us and you're going to drive out our enemies. Lord, let us see with eyes of faith that you're working against the enemy's camp in order for us to take possession. Let us be obedient. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to what you've asked us to do. And Lord, not give in to our sin and our weaknesses in this hour. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, come back tomorrow. We'll build on this word. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport. Don't forget our website. Just add the .com to Christian Center Shreveport. Also our app. Don't forget, we're counting the Omer. We're receiving first fruit offerings. We're going to count them. Each time they come in, we're thanking the Lord, and we're going to be praying over them. So that by the time of Pentecost, we're going to see another harvest of everything that you've sown in this time. If you'd like to, go to our app. You can give there. There's a first fruit offering drop down. Just give there, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.